Good morning and welcome back. We have some new information into the WHBC studios this morning, and that is that Representative Bob Gibbs, a Republican from here in Ohio, announced his retirement this morning from Congress. Joining us right now is Representative Gibbs, who issued a pretty lengthy statement this morning explaining his decision to retire. I mean, he's in his sixth term representing Ohio's 7th congressional district right now. Representative Gibbs, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Jordan. Glad to be with you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on. What went into your decision to announce this retirement? Some would say that it was kind of an abrupt decision.
Well, you know, we've had this fiasco going on in Ohio in the redistricting, and you know, they came up with a map back in September, and it took the Ohio Supreme Court more than 120 days to invalidate the map and start this lengthy process. And you know, the map they had before to create the 7th district was all of Stark County, Holmes County, Ashland County, and Eastern Summit County. And that map made sense. That wasn't an issue that way, really. And then when they came out with this other map, and they were still hanging out there because it still had the plaintiffs still had lawsuits. There's two lawsuits pending. And then the court took 2 weeks to tell the plaintiffs that you had to refile your litigation because the process wasn't right. And they did that following Monday. And then it took another week or so for the court to do what they did here last week, which is essentially, my understanding is, they told the plaintiffs to do more. They combined the two plaintiffs' cases into one and then make it things they had to do to put it past the May 3rd primary. So essentially, the attorneys tell me that the map, the last map that was drawn, will be the map for this election cycle, and the litigation will go forward for 2024 election cycle. And this is such a debacle. And in the case for the residents of the current 7th congressional district, it's not fair to them either, because we're having a district change almost 90%, with almost two thirds of that district in Cuyahoga County, which is really foreign to the current 7th district, you know, in all kinds of ways. And to announce that the map would be in effect for this election cycle this year, 1 week before early voting started. So they announced that last Tuesday, and early voting started yesterday, and the May 3rd primary. So, you know, I just decided that 12 years was long enough. We did a lot of things I'm proud of, and I'm at an age in my life where I can retire and move on with my life and not have to start over. Basically, running this new district would be pretty much starting over as it was in 2010, building relationships with the constituents in the district and just starting over. And there's just no point for me to do that at this point in my life.
In your statement, you said that this was a difficult decision, one that you didn't make lightly. So, yeah, you said that this was a decision that you didn't make lightly. Did you know that, you know, 2 months ago, if this redistricting map went into effect, that you were probably going to pull your name from the ring?
No, because 2 months ago we still had the other map. Mm-hmm. You know, this map was maybe it was 2 months ago, but I was in the fight because, you know, first let me say I'm not a lifer here in Congress. So, you know, I do think that it makes sense to rotate people out. The founding fathers had that, and I thought 12 years made some sense. So I was thinking along those lines. But then what got me thinking more so was all the devastation that's been done to our country, and economic devastation, our foreign relations devastation in this last year, the border, crime, inflation. And I thought, well, I can't just leave in the middle of a fight. And so I was going to stay in the fight. And now with this map, this change in this map, and with only, you know, basically a very small window to actually run a campaign, where a huge disadvantage because others have been in the campaign because they knew that area up there in the northern part of Cuyahoga County was going to be part of a district and be a major part of a district. Either it would be with Summit County or Lorain County or what they ended up with in this new map.
Did any of this go into effect with, you know, with the redistricting? You would have to go against a Trump-backed campaign aide, Max Miller. Did that play any role in it?
Well, I think it does have some. Everybody tells me I can still win, but I just at my point in my life now, I just didn't have the desire to take on that type of battle in basically an entire new district.
I understand that. 67 years old and 6 terms in Congress.
I'm almost 68.
Wow. Well, Representative, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you have a great day and enjoy retirement.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.